where you got your power from. Your dad said it didn't come from him.
Gotta come from the mom, I guess, then, if you say that.
I imagine you really got the pitch you wanted on that one to center field.
Absolutely, yeah. I chased a little bit my first at bat, and I just made sure I got a good pitch to hit in the second one, and sure enough, it was right down the middle.
Have you changed something recently with regard to glasses?
I haven't made a change. We're trying to figure out a different kind of lens for when it changes around like 7 to 8 at night, because it's just like tough to see a little bit with those clear ones. So we're trying to figure that out, but no, still doing the same things.
So it's not like there's a new prescription or anything?
No.
Thing?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
You look back to that first week or so, you know, facing pitchers like you get against UCLA, and you got out to a slow start, but you've really picked up the pace now. Is that something where it's a matter of you seeing the ball better, or just getting in a groove? Or
I think just getting in a groove. You know, once you get rolling into the season, it just gets easier and easier, I feel like, the more reps you get. So I think it's just a matter of keep getting more and more practice, more and more reps in game.
Were you guys angry today?
No, not at all. We were hungry, though. We were hungry to get a win, but we weren't angry. We were just ready to get after them.
Because the way you guys were slaughtering the ball the first several innings.
Tell you what, CT made it easy, though. He made it easy on us, throwing. I mean, he's so quick, in and out, getting 1-2-3, and then we come in and hit. Makes it easy on the hitters, for sure.
What's the benefit when you're defending behind the guy that's pitching that quickly?
I think it just keeps everyone fresh. I mean, you're only in the outfield for like 5 minutes. You come in and get whatever you need, get ready to hit, and we're in there hitting for a long time, especially early on.
Going back to the batting, it felt like, I mean, kind of tell me a little bit about y'all's approach tonight. It felt like y'all were early in counts, going after pitches, very aggressive, kind of not letting it come to you, but kind of going after it.
Yeah.
Was that the approach?
Absolutely. Coach Ramsey just wanted us to be aggressive today. Don't fall behind in a pitcher's count. Just got to make sure you get your pitch. Don't chase. And sure enough, that's what we did today.
Is that different from some games to others, where in some games the goal is to get the pitcher's count up, and other games it's just to hit the hell out of the first pitch you like?
Yeah, I mean, it varies on the pitchers, but usually we're always just trying to be aggressive to our zone, and sometimes you get away from that. Just depends on the day, but once we stick to that plan, usually good things happen for us.
When you get behind in the count, it seems like you have the confidence to foul off pitches till you get the one you want.
Absolutely, yeah. Just try and spoil a good pitcher's pitch, and hopefully they make a mistake after they after I keep filling them off, they make a mistake.
Anything else, guys?
You know that play, I think it was Luke, that got hit in the wrist?
Michael?
Michael Goldberg, I'm sorry. What was that call?
I think they said
it hit. Ball.
So I guess like his hand's hanging a little bit off the knob, but it hit both his.